Okay, the mortgage mom came to the show this morning without coffee. I thought, but it was because of an altercation or something happened yesterday. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, no, it wasn't really an altercation, but...
It sounded like it, like yeah, you needed your boxing gloves for this
No, I had a couple of things happen yesterday that were kind of frustrating. So, you know what, and this show is always about education and helping people, and it kind of really... goes back to that. So, you know, I just want to kind of throw a couple things out there. It'll be a fun episode. It'll be a fun episode, I think, because...
Is there anyone we should warn before you start talking? Like...
No, I don't think so. I think that
children under nine
no,
and sensitive.
No, I'll keep it PC. Okay. I'll keep it G rated today. But, you know, so one of the things that actually happened was I had someone reach out to me through Facebook, sent me a messenger, and I absolutely love that. If you guys are out there, look for Mortgage Mom Radio, send me messages, and I always, you know, always respond every time. But, he actually reached out and didn't say what his job title was or what it is that he does, but from the message, I could kind of tell, I think, that it was a real estate agent. And he was asking me if I will pay a referral fee if he refers a client to me. And number one, that is 100% unethical. Number two, we cannot pay you for a referral of a client. So, you know, again, violating RESPA laws. So we're not going to go there. But I actually responded and I said, you know, thank you very much, you know, but no, I don't. You know, I really feel that the best way to take care of people is I refer you, you refer me. I do a really great job for you and you do a really great job for me.
Surprisingly, you took the high road. Is that what's going on?
Well, absolutely. You have to. And I just don't feel like this is, you know, in his position, I'm doing a radio show and a podcast and, you know, live webinars. I mean, I'm really out there. I've got a lot of people calling me and I don't sell leads. I don't, you know, if I refer you to an agent, it's because I've worked with that agent and I feel comfortable with that agent and I like the way that they work. Or if I refer you to an insurance agent, you know, they've done work for me in the past and they've gotten me a great deal for my client. They've bundled their new home and all of their auto into one and, you know, really came up with a great number for them monthly, you know, so I'm referring people that I feel do a good job for my clients. I'm not selling those leads. So to come to me and say, hey, do you want to buy a lead for me? No. Hey, how about you want to buy a lead for me? Because if I really wanted to get into that business, I could. And it's just not something that I feel is the right thing. I'm very passionate about what I do. And I'm all about making sure that my clients are taken care of. And so if I'm going to refer them to someone, I'm going to make sure that they're getting to someone that's going to...
You don't sell your data? Done. That's a...
No, I do not sell my data. The only thing that happens is if you do reach out to me at some point in time, you will go in my database. You will go in my book of business and you will get messages from me, but I do not sell data to anyone. And I pride myself in that and it's never going to happen.
So no more calls about leads, okay? We don't buy them.
Well,
we
are RESPA compliant and I'm not going to pay a real estate agent a referral fee. But like I said, if you work with me and you send me a bit, you know, send me a loan and you do a really, really great job for that client and I do a really great job for that client, then I'm looking forward to a future relationship of referrals back and forth. And, you know, that's how things should be. You know, that's going back to, you know, old school, right? I mean, that's the way it was done. And sometimes even in this day and age, you know, you lose some of that personal relationship. And I feel like, you know, we've got to go backwards a little bit and we've got to make sure that we're, you know, that's the way that we're doing business. So that was one of the things that came in. And then,
boy, I expect you to be a lot angrier on the radio.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I'm going to get kind of angry right now. We're going to move into another one. I am angry about this one.
Okay. Everyone hold on.
Yeah. I'm actually really angry about this one. So, you know, weekly we talk about homeownership.
Wait, hold on. We're going to do the, let's have everyone have a cup of coffee and stuff and give them the phone number and everything.
Okay.
So,
all right.
If so, you've had a problem, we'd like to hear about that too, because we're going through things that just irk us.
Right. Absolutely. So give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number four. But yeah, give us a call. Tell us about your nightmare story. I would love to hear about a nightmare story as part of a real estate transaction or maybe, you know, a lending transaction, getting the loan done. You know, sometimes even though they're not fun for the person that goes through them, it's educational for those other people that are listening. So when you hear, you know, kind of that horror story, you can think, hey, how could I do that different next time? You know, so yeah, call us. Give it to us. The Mortgage
Mom. Houses with mother-in-law suites in the back, and we've been shopping around. We have made a top budget of about $1.1 million in the Eagle Rock area for this home.
Okay.
Started talking, and we have some numbers, but I feel like maybe possibly getting the down payment lower in this jumbo mortgage might be a better move. I don't know if you have any thoughts so far.
Yeah, no, I do. So when you are looking at a two-unit property, if you are in the jumbo range, you're going to have to come up with at least 20% down, depending on the bank okay. and the investor that we take it to. Now, if you can bring your price range down a bit, then we could start looking at 3.5% down using FHA.
And this has been eye-opening. I love it.
You can call me direct right at my office at 844-935-3634. I'd be happy to speak with you one-on-one. Give me a call.